Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna, and welcome to an Hour of Mind Power. Yes, Donna Sebo here, and we have an open mic day. This doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I just think it's a lot of fun just to open those telephone lines up. And if you would like to chat with me today, you can call in any time during the hour. Here are the toll-free numbers of 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we also have a direct line of 530-876-3222. All you need to remember when you call in is that I just need your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. I'm an information resource, and it's my pleasure to be able to share it with you right here on bbsradio.com. I wanted to share some thoughts with you today. There is a statement, it's better to take a risk now than always to live in fear. And when I read those words today, I thought, this is really appropriate because too much fear is being promoted. It's like someone decides they're going to make a porridge of it and they're going to dole it out to us with supersized spoons to make sure that we understand we've got to be shaking in our boots most of the time. And the key is that when you're living in a state of fear, when you have that positioning within your mind, you don't have to be the victim of a concentration camp or be terrorized by terrorists to have this. Our own minds many times can create such absolute distortion. It's incredible what, as individual human beings, we can do to ourselves without anybody's help. But risk-taking is a part of life. Every time you get in an automobile, you turn on the ignition, you pull out of your driveway, or you're driving, you're taking a risk. Every time that you go into a new business venture, you're going to take a risk. Life is not a guaranteed palette of any particular color of experience. It is a mixture of experiences. You're going to have your ups, you're going to have your downs, you're going to have your successes, your failures. And I came across this particular poem that I really liked, and I wanted to share it with you today, because risk is woven into life, period. If you can look at our life experience here on this planet, this dimension of life, if you will, it's a school. We're all students in this school. Some of us may, at some point in time, become teachers, but even when we're teachers, we're always learning. In fact, a good teacher never stops learning. You're always going to find something that you don't know about, and it should be exciting to you that if you choose to, you can become more knowledgeable about something else. But life is a total, total learning experience. And this is the poem. They don't know who the author is. To laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk involvement. To expose feelings is to risk exposing our true self. To place your ideas, your dreams before the crowd is to risk loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To live is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try it all is to risk failure. All of those statements are so true. And I don't know why it is that people will think that they should have an absolute guarantee on everything and anything. So many times we'll read about people who have had a negative experience and they say, well, it's so-and-so's fault that this happened. No, I'm not saying that there aren't manipulative people out there and there aren't some unpleasant characters, and some of them downright ugly. But they're really in a minority. In truth, we do a lot more harm to ourselves, many times, by our own belief systems. It's so easy to sabotage yourself. Goodness, I know I've done it enough to myself over the years. You have old tapes, maybe, that come from the past, and they start playing around in your head. Have you ever noticed that occurring with yourself? Maybe you're really tired, or maybe you've gone through a tremendous disappointment. Maybe you lost an opportunity for a promotion. Maybe you lost an opportunity to travel around the world. Maybe you started a business and it went into the toilet, totally flushed away, and you've got bankruptcy maybe you're looking at. There's all kinds of things that can happen to us. But when you think about it being just an experience, and I really mean it that way, when you think about it being an experience, and you try, give yourself, you know, set a timer. Give yourself a good 15 minutes. Get in a real good-sized pity pot. And I know we've got a caller, but let me finish my thought here. You can get yourself into that pity pot and you really get in it and wallow in it. I mean splash around in it, wail, moan, groan, set a timer. 15 minutes seems to be a good time for me. Then when that timer goes off, then do a switch. Say, all right, what can I take from this experience? What can I learn from this experience? What is the gold nugget that I'm going to take out of this? And it's amazing when you do that kind of a switch, how you can empower yourself. And that's the key. That's the ace. You know, you're the only one that lives with you 24 hours a day. Nobody else is going to do that. Even if you're married, your spouse cannot be in your body. But you yourself and you can make the choices and can make the decisions. This is Donna Seabow. It's an open mic day today, and I know we're going to be going right to our caller, but let me give you the phone number because you can call in at any time of the hour today. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Welcome to the show, caller, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Jane, I'm calling from Massachusetts.
That where in Massachusetts? Excuse me?
The poem you just read, I remember reading that as a child. My mother would read it to me, and you said you didn't know the author.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a bit of a famous poem. It was written by Adolf Hitler when he was killing the Jews. You may have heard of it.
Are you serious? No.
Yeah. No, it was. It was written by the great man himself.
That is amazing. Do you remember the name of the poem?
Yeah, God Bless America.
Now, wait a minute. Thank you. Okay, well, that kind of conversation I think we can just totally eliminate. So let me go on here. But again, when you are looking at life, remember that you're going to be able to make the choices on many levels. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes circumstances can make choices for you. But remember, you as an individual are going to be able to do what you want to do. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinions and everybody's entitled to their experiences, but you are going to make the choice. Let me share with you some of the emails that I've gotten that I haven't been able to get to on my other shows. This one just absolutely was amazing. By the way, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. This came from Ronald, and he said, this is a true story, and I've got the photographs and everything in front of me. It's just absolutely amazing. There's a man by the name of Bill that owns a company that manufactures and installs car wash systems. Bill's company installed a car wash system in Frederick, Maryland. Now, these systems are very complex, totally complete. They have a money changer in them and money-taking machines. Now, a problem began shortly after they'd been installed. The new owner contacted Bill and told him that he was losing significant amounts of money from his coin machines each week. He went so far as to accuse Bill's employees of having a key to the boxes and ripping him off. Well, Bill knew that wasn't the case. None of his people would do that. So what they decided they would do is set up a camera. They wanted to catch the thief in action, and the owner agreed. He said, all right, I'll take your word for it. It's none of your employees, but we got to find this thief. It's costing me a lot of money. Well, They caught the thief on film. Now, what I have in front of me, like I said, are full photographs. One shows a bird sitting on the change slot of the machine. And the second photo shows how the bird went down into the machine, back up inside the machine, to get to the money. Then they have a third photograph of this bird coming up and out of the machine, and he has three quarters in his beak. Now, what was absolutely amazing to them when they were watching the videos is that it wasn't just one bird. There were a number of birds that were working together. This is not a joke. This is for real. Once they identified the thieves, they tracked the birds. They found over $4,000 in quarters on the roof of the car wash, and there were even more that were stashed under a tree on the property. And I said, if you ever think the term bird brain means that someone's dumb, not by a long shot. These birds thought this whole process out, got the shiny objects, and got away with $4,000. Incredible. Anybody who thinks that creatures don't try to solve puzzles has never been around squirrels. That's research that's been done with squirrels. Crows have been known, and all kinds of different birds. But I couldn't tell from the photographs what kind of bird this was, because it was a small enough bird. I wondered if it was a starling, but it's a small bird. And I couldn't tell, because to get into that coin unit really took some very, very special skill and thinking process. I mean, how many would think a bird would go up into a machine and literally pull out the money? But the evidence speaks for itself. They have it all documented. It's amazing. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic day. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. We're coming into the holiday season. It's going to be here before we know it. Of course, with the holiday season, we know that the end of the year is going to be following up pretty quickly. And a lot of us are going to be looking at what can we do for donations for the year, what maybe we want to contribute to that is going to assist us with taxes, but also it just makes us feel good to do it. Well, there's a big drive on with many different organizations here in the Seattle area for automobiles. And they'll tell you, why don't you donate your vehicle, and this helps us, it enables you to get rid of your vehicle, and it really sounds wonderful. But I came across some information that I thought perhaps you should be aware of, that if you want to donate a vehicle, there are wonderful organizations like the Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, there's the cable television PBS groups, and there's just so many others that are right there. And what they specialize in, these car donations, and they'll pick up your car, they'll sell them at auction, and give a charity some of the proceeds. And there's all kinds of them that are listed on the internet. However, there's been some checking up on this process, and I thought I would just let you know about some of the information that has been gathered. Some of the websites that have been researched, they say you need to check into the privacy policy, and you need to be sure that you have, one, a reputable group that you're dealing with, and two, that there's contact information that you can follow up with to make sure that everything is on the up and up. And they found with many of these different groups, there is only like 5% of whatever is financially valuable for the vehicle that goes into a charity. Now, this was done by a 2003 survey by the Government Accountability Office. So you want to be able to ask them questions. One, you want to make sure that the charity is IRS approved. That may sound a little odd, but you want to see if it's qualified to receive tax-deductible contributions. And most approved charities are listed online in an IRS publication 78. And you can go to their website, irs.gov/app/ pub, P-U-B, dash 78. And you will be able to get the information you need. You want to know that the IRS says that a donated car worth more than $500 that's kept in use by the charity bringing meals to seniors, for instance, can be deducted at its current fair market value. But if it's sold at auction by charity, you can deduct only the auction price. And if charity takes cars that cannot be driven, the donation might be worth no more than a penny. So you just need to be aware of that. And how much will the charity or organization get from a third-party arrangement? Well, you need to ask their development office. You need to ask if they are going to be getting at least a share of 15% from the proceeds that are gained from the vehicle sale. And you can, through your Better Business Bureau, find out about national charity reports. They feel that 65% of donations should be, you know, the money's gathered from this, should be going into the charity that is being represented. Now, you can go to the Better Business Bureau. Their site is bbb.org/charity. That's bbb.org/charity. And it has 20 standards that it gives regarding charity. So that is a real safe place for you to check out. Also, you've got Charity Navigation, and their website is charitynavigator.org, charitynavigator.org. They have information, too. The services are free. They are there to benefit you. And then after you donate, you must record the name and address of the charity and the date of your donation. You be sure to get a receipt. Keep a copy of the title transfer and report the transfer to your state motor vehicle department and cancel your car insurance immediately when you give it up. You also, before you give them the vehicle, you want to remove the vehicle's license plates unless you have a state law that says otherwise, and any registration and inspection stickers. That way, you could not be liable for maybe somebody else using the car and you're being cited for particular violations. Stranger things have happened. So I just thought I'd share that with you because I think it is important, and so many times we might have a vehicle that we'd really like to get rid of, and maybe if we sold it we wouldn't get much money for it, but we think, heck, if somebody has an organization like this, I'll just donate it. And this gives you some tips on what you should be aware of if you're going to be doing that this holiday season. Also, and by the way, give me a buzz. This is an open mic day. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. You can call in at any time today. Yesterday, I had mentioned on the air something about China and the fact that there had been a particular substance that had been put in the food. Well, I came across some further information, and this is regarding pet food. And I know there are some of you that have vivid memories of that experience that occurred, and you want to be sure that you are aware of what's going on. Now, in July of this year, now actually it was between February and July, many animals died, got extremely sick because food had been contaminated with salmonella. The food had been distributed in 31 states. There were a number of very well-known brands that recalled the food, and they just said, we've got to be aware that this is not good. You have to be alert to the fact that if you want to find out about a complete list of brands, varieties, and the sizes of recalled foods, you can go to a website, petcare.mars.com, petcare.mars.com. Now, they also have a toll-free number that you can use, and that's 877-568-4463, 877-568-4463. If you want to find out about some safe handling tips for your pet foods, then go to this website, which is da.gov/consumer/updates/pet food tips, and then it's 80307.html. And that way you will be able to get right right up to date information on pet food. And remember, if your food is recalled, you can always go and return it to the store wherever you bought it, and they'll be more than happy to refund it. But hey, if you feel about your pets the way I do, you want to be informed, and this is just a good way to do it. This is Donna Siebel. We're going to go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Patty from Tucson.
Hi, Patty.
Hi.
How's the weather in Tucson? Is the sun shining? It's pouring over here in the Pacific Northwest.
It's shiny and warm.
Okay, well, blow hard and send some this way.
Oh, I'd rather be out there, I tell you.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's absolutely, it's so fall here. It's just unbelievable. We've got, it's just magical to be in this part of the country during this time of the year. But the rain's coming down, the sky is gray. We've got to live up to our reputation that we've established for Seattle. That's just the facts of life. Okay, Patty, let's get down to business with you. First thing that I am looking at is, holy Moses, a lot of paperwork. Boy, we're supposed to be getting away from this stuff, but it doesn't seem like that's happening at all. You have got boxes of it. I am looking at you trying to put things in order and put them in boxes so that you will have certain things organized in such a manner that you're able to put your fingers on it relatively easily. And I think that's a great idea to, you know, get storage boxes and label them so you know exactly what's in, what's inside. But I'm looking at the fact you should also have a shredder beside you, because there's going to be, in the process of going through and filing and organizing, and it is tedious. So make sure, if you can, you have a friend with you, because that can really help the time go by, because you can chit-chat and enjoy and have a good time. But be sure that you have a shredder with you, so that if you know you need to get rid of something, it goes through the shredder, then it's just going to go out and recycle. But you want to be able to move on. And you need to make some space for yourself, because you've got projects that are lining up. In fact, you're so excited about 2009. Because you feel like this year you've already cleaned up a lot of garbage in many different levels of your life. And now you feel like you're going into 2009 with a cleaner, more organized slate, if you will. And you're saying, what I put on for my slate for 2009, I want everything just sparkling and in order. Well, we've got not all that much time till the end of the year, but it looks to me that you're going to get some stuff done. You really are. And more than that, what I'm looking at is that you have made a personal decision about something for yourself that you want to do. And it's as if you're gifting yourself. I don't know if it's going to be taking classes, developing a hobby, buddying up with someone, maybe to follow a certain food, you know, program. Whatever it is going to be, it's just for you. And this is wonderful, because you're going to have so much pressure that is going to be going on in your life, so many responsibilities that you're going to be taking care of, that doing something just for you is going to make a big, big difference and a big stress relief for you. It's like a friend of mine once, she went out ballroom dancing once a week. She was an incredible executive, but she said, I just am taking myself too seriously, and I get out on the dance floor and everything flies away. She said, it's just one of the greatest stress relievers, and I look forward to it. And she did it on average once a week. Once in a while, she'd be able to do it twice a week. But it's up to you. But you're going to do this for yourself, and I think that's one of the greatest gifts you can ever give yourself. What did you want to ask me today?
Well, I have been working very hard to find new work, and I'm sending things out, project proposals, and see any kind of affirmatives coming in before November, maybe even into December?
Well, I'm looking more at December. I would not tell you by any means to stop putting out your proposal and doing what you need to do. I also am looking at an association with a nonprofit organization where you might be hired by them as one of their employees and not an independent contractor. But I would say if you're still wanting to do the independent contracting, that's fine. You can do that on the side. There should not be a conflict of interest here. But if you're wanting to work independently as a contractor, then you need to also be aware to approach different people, not just nonprofits, but different groupings of people, because I'm seeing two opportunities for you, I think, by the 15th of December.
Okay. So do you see any of my writing thing project? I write for a living, and that's where I come in as a freelancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that is going to be an arena that you are going to be working with, and I think you need to be brainstorming with some other person, some other professional that will give you some insights as to some new arenas that you've never approached before. So the work is there for you, but again, I'm looking at an opportunity for you to work on a regular basis, let's say 8 to 5, a few days a week, with an organization. They'd like to have you do their writing for them, and you may think, oh, gee whiz, I don't want to get locked into that kind of a time frame. But it would enable you to build a whole new level of credibility. It would give you something that would bring you into contact with some environments that otherwise you would never have the opportunity to explore, and developing some relationships with people. And then there's one professional organization that you've often debated about becoming associated with, and I do not know what the name of the group is. It's not coming into my mind, but I do say this to you. Belonging to the organization is going to assist you to find some fellow professionals that you'd be able to network with, and that would be very good. And this organization is predominantly run by women.
Okay.
Which I think is very good. Very good for you.
Okay. So what I was hoping to do is make a living off my writing, but it doesn't look like that's what's going to be happening.
Well, you're going to need a whole different approach for right now. I don't think right now it's going to give you 100% of what you want.
Okay.
Because I don't think you have enough connecting factors.
Okay.
And the diversification is what you need to develop and grow.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So don't give up on the fact of you might be able to do this full-time eventually. But I think that there are some steps that you're going to take in the process to get there.
Okay. All right.
And I want to thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day now.
Thank you. You too.
This
Bye-bye.
Is Donna Sebo. This is an open mic day. If you would like to chat with me, the telephone number to call into is 877-876-5227, and then also we have 888-815-9756. And if you're a new listener to the show, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. That's right. That's all it takes. And then after that, I'll tell you what I can see about you, and then you're welcome to ask me about anything you like. And you can be as specific with your questioning as you desire. It doesn't bother me in the least. Now, I was talking to you just before a caller about pet food, and the Food and Drug Administration has been issuing warnings about different foods because of possible contamination with melamine. Now, I, again, had mentioned this yesterday on the air, and there are some particular points of information that when I came across this additional material, I thought, gee, I've got to share it with you because I think it's important. There are three imported varieties of a Mr. Brown 3-in-1 and 2-in-1 powdered packets in bag coffee mix that have been recalled by the distributor, Sunny Maid Corporation, and they're located in California. Now, the reason they recalled it is that they found that the products contained a non-dairy creamer made by Shandong Duqing in China. And it was there they were found to be tainted with the chemical melamine. So you need to know about that. Now, what you can do to find out more is to go to www.fda.gov. FDA.gov. They issued its first alert after the reports of infants getting so very, very sick. Over 13,000 Chinese babies have been suffering terribly, and many, many more that we don't know anything about, from the melamine-tainted milk formulas they had in China. And they were recommending consumers that you not eat white rabbit taffy, which is made in China. Two states have done chemical analysis of this candy, and they found melamine in it. And Cadbury chocolate, my goodness, we all know about Cadbury. I mean, they've got that wonderful chocolate Easter egg with that's filled with all kinds of good stuff that comes out in the spring. Well, they recalled 11 of their chocolate products that had been sold in Hong Kong. They said none of the chocolate, however, sold in the U.S. uses milk made in China. So go to FDA, FDA.gov, and you'll find a listing of companies and items. I received information on this earlier this week. But go there, and you'll find out more, and this informs you as an individual. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. When we come back, telephone lines are open. This is an open mic day, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. And find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says Glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Now, telephone lines are open. This is an open mic day. I've got all kinds of different points of information I wanted to share with you today. So if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here are the telephone numbers. This is a great opportunity to do it. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, you just finished hearing the ad for TTAP. Now, I have to tell you something. I am so excited about this physical fitness program because it has made such a difference in me physically, and it enables you to maintain a supplement that is just wonderful, and you'll see results, and it's something that you can do in 15 minutes. Well, to next week, we are going to have Teresa, she's going to be with us on the 26th. We're going to be talking about nutrition, a lot of things, a lot of good information. But we're also going to have a holiday special. Three of you lucky listeners, you're going to get a holiday gift package from Teresa worth over $100, a DVD on her skin tightening system, and also on her workout. So all you need to do, I'm giving you a heads up on this, all you need to do is send me an email, send it to donna@delphiinternational.com. That's the email, donna@delphiinternational.com. What we want you to do is put in the subject line, the Donna Sebo Show, code DSS30 with your name and contact information. Now what we're doing, we're going to take your names and we're going to put them in an email pot, so to speak, and we're going to have a drawing. So this is the time, if you want to have an opportunity to win a package, a holiday package, and I'm going to find out from Teresa next week when we're going to be able to do the drawing for this. So Fit and Fabulous 2009, you could start off with this program and just see major changes. You have a chance to win this fabulous gift, and tell your friends about it, because anybody can participate in. All you have to do is send me an email. So pass the word along. Again, it's the Donna Sebo Show. Put that in the subject line. Code DSS30 with your name and contact information. So I need your phone number so we can call you and let you know about that. And then also, for those of you in Western Washington, I'm going to be doing an appearance at a wonderful holiday event. It's going to be December the 13th. It's the Dickens Festival, yes. And this is so much fun. People are in costume, Victorian style. I'm going to be in costume. I'm going to be at King's Books. And this is an event that's meant for the entire family. And it's perfect. There's roasted chestnuts. It's just a wonderful, wonderful way to get into the holiday feel. So if you're in Western Washington in the Seattle-Tacoma area, don't forget to mark this down on your calendar. Come on in to the stadium area in the downtown Tacoma area, and you will find that you are just going to have a marvelous, marvelous day, regardless of the weather. I'm going to be doing an appearance to help raise money for a particular charity. And I'll be doing many readings, and I will be there at King's Bookstore and being made available from 11 until 4. So I will be there for any of you that are listening, want to come down, have a fun day, and also maybe contribute towards a great charity. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Give me a buzz. I'll light up your life with a little bit of insight. Has there been a person in your life that has been especially meaningful to you? Lots of times we tuck away in our mental file cabinets experiences where maybe someone, through a kind word or through example, inspired us. And I came across an interview that was done with Alexandra and Michael Reeve. Their father was Christopher Reeve, and I was just so pleased to see how their father, through the way that he lived his life, has had an impact on them. And Alexandra, the daughter, said she remembers her father when he was active and very strong. She said he was very self-disciplined. And that carried over even after his terrible accident in 1995, which paralyzed him, as we all know, from the neck down. She said physical rehab was his goal, and he would comment on how scientists, they're going to be able to enable me to walk again. And someone told me that he actually did that in a pool. He actually did walk shortly before he died. But more than important than anything else, he wanted to help the millions of people in America who were living with paralysis like he was, and so many more that were around the world. And he said, I knew I didn't have the resource, or they didn't have the resources that I've got. They don't have the best help available, the best therapies, the best equipment. She said, my dad was always full of hope. He felt that that was what he needed to do, make people aware that, yes, there was going to be an answer one day, and that you never give up with on your hope. The son, Matthew, said, and with today's technology, the littlest movement can result in more independence. And he remembers what his dad went through. And he said, the first part of his dad's anatomy, moving his finger, was as some phenomenal accomplishment for him. And he said, that happened 5.5 years after my dad was paralyzed. He was even getting mobility in one of his arms. And he reminded us that things could change at any moment for better or for worse. So you needed to value what you have, be grateful, live in the moment. She said, my dad had a severe, severe occurrence in his life. And yet he was determined that that was not going to be the end of his story. Alexandra added, you never give up or stop fighting for what you believe in. And that's what we've learned from our dad. I thought that was such an inspiring story because it's true. Sometimes it takes us a while to get to where we want to be. Sometimes it takes a while to connect to the people that we want to know. Sometimes it takes a while for us to be exercising the individual dominion of self that we have so that we can accomplish what we want to accomplish. But always it's going to take work, it's going to take effort, it's going to take focus, it's going to take belief, faith, and hope. And I think that that is absolutely an incredible way to look at life. And that makes you realize that, hey, if one option doesn't work, there might be another. And don't forget to be sure to let other people know that you're questioning, that you're asking. That's what scientists do. In fact, I wanted to share with you a story, and that'll be after we come back from break, about a young man who's 17 years old. He is in Wisconsin. His name is Philip. This is a brilliant young man, and he is doing some phenomenal things. So I'll be sharing that with you afterwards. But I wanted to also share with you just a little bit of something different. Do you believe in dreams? Do you believe that dreams have meaning? And do you believe that dreams often can show you patterns for the future? I do. I've had so many experiences with them. And I learned many, many years ago that everybody has their own language of mind, and one of the biggest challenges is to learn to understand it. But sometimes you'll have dreams that are so accurate, so pinpoint specific, it's just the truth. And there was a captain, this goes back to the 1800s, there was a captain of a ship crossing the Atlantic Ocean to Newfoundland in 1828, and he happened to look up and glance through the open door of a cabin that was next to his, and he saw a man standing in the shadows. Now, the captain knew everybody on the ship. He had never seen this character before, but he wasn't one of the crew, and he didn't have any passengers on that particular voyage. And he thought for sure this was a stowaway. So the cabin was opened up by the captain, but you know what? The figure disappeared right there in front of him. All of the evidence that remained was a scrawled message on the cabin wall. Steer to the northwest. That's all. Now, the captain, you can imagine, was really shaken up by this. But at the same time, he thought about what he had just experienced and was so impressed by the stranger's message that he altered the course according to the scribbled directions on the wall in the cabin. After a few hours, his vessel came across a ship that was foundering at sea. The only person aboard was the man who the captain had encountered in the cabin of his own ship. This man said that he had just awakened from a deep sleep during which he had dreamed that he was about to be rescued. Fascinating story, isn't it? I think so. The mind does not have any parameters to it. And many times, Things can happen that transcend time and space as we know it. Good story to share. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I'll be talking to you about a young scientist, or I'll be talking to you, whatever you prefer, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. I got a story about by Gary Markman, and he said on his parents' 50th anniversary, he remarked to his father that he and his mom never seemed to fight. He said, when I think about it, you guys always just really got along so well. His dad said to him, well, son, we did battle, but it never amounted to much because after a while, one of us always realized that I was wrong. Oh, my goodness, I got a chuckle out of that one. I liked that. I hope you enjoyed it, too. Okay, well, I was going to share with you some information about a young scientist who's 17 years old, but I also wanted to share with you a scrumptious, wonderful chocolate and coconut square recipe. Now, you know, Thanksgiving is coming up next week. Why not have something for you and your friends that are it's just sort of like cozy up food, little things to have with a nice cup of tea or a good strong cup of coffee. And it's something you're not going to fix every day, although you could, but it's just really not heavy. So I've got that recipe waiting, and if we have the time, I'm going to share that with you. So have that pad of paper and pen handy. I mentioned Philip Streck. He's 17 years of age. He lives in Wisconsin, and he is a nano entrepreneur, 17 years of age, just is amazing to me. Now, when he was 10 years old, his family lived on a farm, and he was helping to tend crops and livestock. He was homeschooled since he was in the 7th grade, and he began taking science and math courses in the 9th grade at the University of Wisconsin, Platteville. Now, while he was going there, he teamed up with James Hamilton, a chemistry professor, who introduced him to the microscopic carbon cylinders known as nanotubes. Just amazing. Well, nanotubes are super strong, and they have a wonderful, wonderful potential capability of so many applications, including lighter bulletproof vests and responsive touch screen, screens. They have a tendency to clump together, and it's been a challenge to be able to bring this technology into a very usable form. So chemists have been coating these nanotubes, which are just so infinitesimally tiny, with various substances, but whenever they did this, it altered the tube's physical and electrical properties. Thus, they weren't as efficient and as effective. So this young person, 17 years old, Philip, and his working mature associate, Hamilton, thought there might be a better way. And this is what they had thought of. They said, why don't we dissolve the nanotubes in some sort of a property that will keep them from clumping without altering their chemistry and their value at all. But nobody knew what kind of solvent or chemical this should be. Well, this young man, again, 17 years of age, custom-built a spectrometer to probe the chemical characteristics of the nanotubes. Once he got his data, he discovered that there was a solvent, N-methyl-2, pyrrolidinone, that would indeed dissolve the nanotubes. He then went on to find more solvents with the aid of this spectrometer that he had put together. Now, this project won him more than $100,000 in scholarship money. He and Mr. Hamilton published their results this past spring. Now, he won an additional $50,000 at a state business plan competition for a nanotech startup called Graphene Solutions, which he co-founded with Mr. Hamilton. And he said, I never thought this would be possible. I really am so glad my parents were so interested in my education and gave me homeschooling, because if I'd been in the regular school system, I doubt if any of this would have developed. Now, this young man is going on to college, where he hopes to combine his love of science with politics and the humanities. Wow. See, we can't give up. Even though something may be broken in a system, it doesn't mean that there isn't something better. And I think the young man, by having parents that were interested, but also his own self-motivation and adults willing to work with his brilliance, all of this combined has enabled him to step up to the plate, and wow, he'll be able to contribute so much in life because of the attitudes that he has and his willingness to break through unexpected areas. And that's why it's so good to have kids involved in science and to be involved in environments that encourage them to look at problems with an enthusiasm, not with an, oh, no, this is terrible attitude, and shut down and do nothing. That's not what we need. Americans are known for their innovativeness, and I want to say we just need to support that and keep it going. And, hey, there are so many people out there that are doing exactly that. We just need to recognize them and appreciate them. And that's what I wanted to do by talking about Philip, the young 17-year-old. All right, Lef, you've got the pad of paper and a pen ready. Okay, here we go. Chocolate and coconut squares with our remaining time here. This is good. You need 8 ounces of dark chocolate, graham crackers. You need 1/3 cup of butter or margarine. 6-ounce can of evaporated milk. 1 egg beaten. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 5 teaspoons of superfine sugar. 1/3 cup self-rising flour, and you need to sift it. And you have 1 1/4 cups of shredded coconut, and 1 3/4 cups, excuse me, 1 1/4 cups of shredded coconut, 1 3/4 ounces dark chocolate. Yum. Okay, really easy. You're going to need an 8-inch square cake pan, and you want to line the inside of the pan with baking parchment. And then take your crackers, your dark chocolate graham crackers, put them in a plastic bag and crush them with a rolling pin or process them in a food processor, whichever's quicker for you. Your butter you're going to melt in a saucepan and stir in the crushed crackers until they're combined. And, of course, then what you're going to do is press the mixture into the base of the cake pan. You want to beat together your milk, your egg, your vanilla extract, and your sugar until it's absolutely smooth. Then you want to stir in the flour and the shredded coconut, and you pour the mixture over the cracker base and level the top. That's how easy it is. Now, you're going to bake it in a preheated oven at 375 degrees for 30 minutes or until the coconut topping is firm and it's just beginning to turn golden. Then, once that's all finished cooking, Then you let it cool in the cake pan for about 5 minutes, and then you turn it out. Or no, you don't turn it out. You cut it into squares first. Then you allow it to cool completely in the pan. You could turn it out of the pan if you want, but the coconut's going to be pretty soft, so you need to let it cool entirely, but you do need to cut the squares. Otherwise, it's bare afterwards. Then, once they've totally cooled, you remove the squares from the pan and place them on a board, and you can melt your dark chocolate and drizzle it over the squares to decorate them. You can melt it in your microwave and put it in a plastic bag, cut the end of the corner off, and you can just have this deliciously scrumptious dessert. And they will keep for up to 4 days after they're baked before they get that sort of stale flavor to it. But if you want to freeze them undecorated with a chocolate, they'll freeze beautifully for up to 2 months, and then you just thaw them at room temperature, and then you decorate them with a chocolate. That's it. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Thank you so much for being with me today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking turkey, so I hope you can join us. This is Donna Sebo. Have a fabulous evening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.